Sunday's a big day. Do you know why? We'll explain, plus connect you with the latest on refugees, persecution, and Bible translation. Stick around for a minute. I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. November 8th is Orphan Sunday. Thousands of churches will dedicate the day to praying and raising awareness for the 13 million orphans around the world. Bill Blackwire of Bethany Christian Services says it's vital that people get involved because the problem isn't going away anytime soon.
Many times governments are not prioritizing the needs of children and they do not have the infrastructure in place or they haven't committed the funds in place to make sure that orphan children have adequate care.
Even if you aren't considering adoption, there are still ways you can extend Christ's love to the suffering.
We're working with over 3,000 children in Ethiopia where we're helping to keep them with their families. And some of that is done by sponsorship. So a family here in the United States or some other country is providing a sponsorship to a family in Ethiopia or another country. And that empowers that family to send their child to school to help provide food and clothing.
Want to get involved? Keep listening to find out how. Sometimes you need a little touch of home to settle into an unknown place. Right now, Europe is overwhelmed with refugees. So the United States is taking on 4 times the amount of refugees this upcoming year than previously accepted in the past 4 years. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is encouraging you to pray for refugees as they resettle and take time to introduce them to Sat7's online programs. Doors are opening in the U.S. to share Christ with refugees, but in Kyrgyzstan, they are closing. At our website, Open Doors USA shares the story of Yanis and Laura. They're a Christian couple that shared the Jesus film in their Muslim-majority village. They were threatened multiple times afterward, and because they wouldn't convert to Islam, Yanis and Laura had to flee. Please pray for this dangerous situation to end, so the couple can return home. There are tons of ways to be evangelistic. It could be as simple as putting a Bible in a hotel room like Gideon International does. But after seeing how times have changed, Gideon decided to change with it. They partnered with Faith Comes by Hearing, or FCBH, to produce a new Bible app. FCBH's Morgan Jackson.
This became one of their highest priorities, is to get the Gideons into the digital world with apps. But something that was powerful, well, our digital Bible platform allowed us to produce an app for the Gideons that was just the Gideons.
The app has 920 languages from all over the world and can be used to reach people wherever you go.
It has all the helps that a Gideon Bible will have inside of it. You know, help in time of need, the road to salvation, decision for Christ you can go through and lead somebody to Christ. And they're just right at the tip of your finger.
Download the app today and share it with someone in their heart language. When it comes to reaching the lost for Christ, there's a people group most overlook, the special needs community. But they're getting a seat at the table of God with the help of King's Table Ministries.
This last year with the school, the church, and the communities of the developmentally disabled people and their families, we've had the ability to affect over 2,000 lives.
Sally Gallagher helps run King's Table, which connects the body of Christ with the disabled community around them. Only 0.1% of people born with cognitive disabilities go to a Bible-believing church.
They have incredible gifts that God has given them as well to use in the church and in serving in general. King's Table Ministry has a dance team, and their main goal is they dance for Jesus.
On the 19th, you can celebrate what God is doing through King's Table at the face-to-face banquet. Seats are going quickly, so hurry to missionnews.org to reserve your spot. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. There is an unprecedented attack on human life, and it calls for an unprecedented response by God's people. This month, Life International is offering Randy Alcorn's Why Pro-Life. It's a resource that lays out the issues and a godly response. Get yours by calling us at 800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.